Think Red Ink presents The Questions of Jesus. Profound meditations with author and host Don C. Harris. What did Jesus ask?
Question 123. When I sent you with nothing, did you lack anything? Luke 22:35. And he said unto them, When I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, Nothing. Waiting on the Lord's provision is probably one of the most difficult areas for the responsible Christian. If we take seriously our duty to provide for our house, to avoid being labeled by the Scriptures as worse than an infidel, then we want to exercise some control over our daily needs. How does this effort of providing for one's family firmly balance with the Lord's admonition to seek the Lord and all these things, what we eat, drink, and wear for clothing, will be added unto us? If we heard of a man who would not work to support his family with food, but instead said to them, Seek the Lord, and all these things will be added to you, we would know within ourselves that this man has much to learn about Christian living. Yet, the other extreme of being sole provider soon robs God of his rightful place of providence and guidance. The Bible gives us no clear dividing line as to what is our responsibility and what is our Father's. It's in situations like these that I feel sorry for those who look to their Bibles for the guidance promised to us through the Holy Spirit. In times like these, the Spirit of God can lead us to perfectly balance our lives to please God in every way. As we start to take too much control, the voice of the Spirit speaks to our heart and tells us so. And if we obey, we find ourselves curbing our ambition, perhaps not seeking or even turning down that promotion. Or we may find that we're not adding to our possessions, but sometimes, going in the opposite direction altogether, we give away our nest egg to someone in need. As we listen and obey, we may find that God has only blessed us hitherto to hold in store for someone else. What we hold in an open hand. What we earn with an ear open to our Father's call to come aside a while and rest in His provision. It's life in this balance. It's life under the direction of God, who will keep us in perfect harmony with His divine plan for us. We need not fear living in offense of His command to provide, nor need we fear offending the equal and opposite command to avoid anxiously asking, What shall we eat or wear? His provision is forthcoming to those who give without reservation and live responsibly, and His peace abounds to those who look to Him for guidance. His will may take forms unrecognizable to us at first. His provision may well be the promotion, but it may be as well the financial reversal or loss. As He leads, where He leads, we follow. To hear some talk, one would think that God follows them. Still, it's difficult for the responsible man to expect from God what he could easily provide for himself. We have a tendency to only expect God to intervene or act when we have done all we know to do. We even have a cliche to express such a sentiment. God only helps those who help themselves. When in fact, the Bible says that God sends rain and sun on the just and unjust. The Scripture tells us that God helps those who trust Him and commit their way unto Him and do not say, My hand hath gotten me this wealth. The Christians who help themselves have a tendency to trust in their own might and only thank God for the power to do so. This, I fear, is only a play on words, to assuage their faithlessness as if their act of fear was somehow ordained of God. A balance must be found. However, without a daily communion with God, that balance is impossible. A comfort of living in and doing God's will is necessary for this communion to take place, and without God's hand upon what we do, we cannot expect His blessing and guidance on the finances attained from such actions. You see, there are many complicating factors, all of which are clearly made known to us through the Spirit of God. We may be close, or we may be far from His provision, balance, and a life free from anxiety, but we must go in that direction every day. He will guide any who seek Him. Step by step, we'll discover that His protection is sufficient, His guidance becomes clearer, and His provision is abundant and timely. Many of us have also seen the other side. The providence of God can take negative forms as well. All of us nod in agreement when we read Haggai 1:6, "Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but you have not enough. Ye drink, but you are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there's none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes." If our lives were just free from accident and breakage, mishap, and abnormal wear, many of us could be on top in a couple of months. As it is, we're chasing our troubles and convinced that a little more income will do the trick. When in fact, if we had a little less problems, a little less sickness, a little less unexpected calamity, we could make it. But we've left God on the outside of our finances. Our thinking has become backward. We call people who do not carry insurance irresponsible, and those who do not tithe living under grace. We spend money for that which is not bread. But when money runs low, we complain that we cannot feed our families. The world's answer, and regrettably some of the church's as well, is cash. That's why everyone lights up when they think about winning the lottery, gaining a large inheritance, or winning a large lawsuit or insurance settlement. May God have mercy on us all. The Bible has much to say about money. Money has much to say about the Christian. Your checkbook will tell you where your priorities are, where your loyalties lay, and where your heart is. Perhaps that's why the Bible has so much to say about money. Most of our hesitation comes from fear. We're afraid to give over our control to an invisible, incommunicative, irrational God. None of us would have any reservation turning our finances over to an all-wise, honorable, just, and holy God, one with whom we are in constant communication and with whom we are living in totally obedient surrender. It is our idea of God that is unreliable. We must admit that it is our end of the bargain that's lacking. It's our side of this equation that sags with unresponsive prayer and less than enthusiastic obedience. God has proven Himself faithful to everyone who ever trusted Him. We should trust Him as well. Although this situation was different from ours, the Lord's comments are still powerful and useful. It'll do you good to look back at the times that you walked in faith. It can only help to recall that when we were commissioned of God and walked in His way, our needs were provided. As your record of trusting Him grows over the years, it should become easier to trust Him. When you doubt the goodness and provision of God, Jesus may give you a little recent history quiz to make His point. "When I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything?"
That's all for this time. You've been listening to Don C. Harris at Think Red Ink Ministries. Do you have questions or comments? We'd like to hear from you. Send an email to don@thinkredink.com. Join us again for the next episode of The Questions of Jesus.